the habit of setting your alarm clocks. In the times we're living in, do we still have alarm clocks, or you have your smartphone? The smartphone. You set your alarm. For some of you working, of course, you don't want to miss the time to get to work on time or even earlier, no? So how many of you have developed that habit? Praise the Lord for that. And so it takes discipline to do that. But you know, as in these times we're living in, we need the kind of spiritual discipline for us to know what are the important events in your life that you don't want to miss. I don't know, you could answer that silently. But see, there when you and I really come to the conclusion that, Lord, your word is true, and a portion of the scripture tells us what is about to happen in the future. It's not to put fear in anyone's heart. If you are a follower of Christ now, you're not supposed to be afraid of what lies ahead. In fact, there would be this healthy anticipation of his second coming. It's an important event. In fact, you know, the scriptures is filled with it. In fact, you know what? It tells us of a place that Jesus has prepared for us. For us who choose to believe, not just believe him, but I like what Brother Ernie said. And it takes the work of the Holy Spirit to do that in each one's heart. See, the Bible says God fashions our hearts individually. He knows us in and out, not the hamburger. He knows what's inside of us, things that you and I at times cannot confide even to people closest to us. God knows it. He even knows the very number of the hairs of our head. In fact, you know, that truth that we find from the gospel, it tells us how he is concerned about you and me. If he knows a trivial issue, as the number of the hair on my head, you know, my hair is thinning, so probably he won't have a hard time counting it now. But what I'm saying is, and I would just say jokingly, but if he knows the number of the hair on my head, he knows what's going on every day in my life. Things that happened in the past, things that's happening even right now. Right now. And so the beauty of having this kind of relationship that God wants to establish in people's lives, in your life and mine, and even people outside this gathering, is to know that he wants to show that he loves us and he cares for us. Can I say that at the onset? All about this is because God loves us and he wants us to be with him for all eternity. I don't know about, you know, last time we had our Bible study last Wednesday, we looked at a portion in the scriptures that we even showed, oh my gosh, like Noah, he was 500 years old when he had children. We don't have people living that long life now. Some people can live like over 120. They made a survey. They're old people in Japan, and some people they live there over 120 years old. But what we're saying is, no matter what the span of life God has given each one of us, God is giving an opportunity for all to make an important decision that would secure our eternal destiny. We don't hold our lives. That's a humbling truth. In fact, the Bible tells us that our lives is compared to just like a mist or vapor. Once we're here, and then when we hear people, oh, that person, he died. What? And you know, that most of the times, that's our reaction, no? When people die. What? And yet, it's the truth. There is a time set for us, a time to be born and a time to die. And, you know, and yet, these powerful truths God shows us because he wants us to have that kind of attitude, healthy attitude of preparing for our eternal destiny. We're blessed with, when your life is blessed with having a family, you enjoy good times with family, friends, young as you are. You know, one of our sisters, when I shared them the story about before I came to know Jesus, you know, they called me a disco queen. My favorite song is the song by ABBA, Dancing Queen. And She was surprised to say, well, really, Pastor, you were a disco queen? Yeah, that was my life before I came to know Christ, because I was so empty, and up to here with my problems, and I was mad at God. I came from a religious background as a Catholic, and yet I didn't know what the Word of God says as far as having that kind of born-again relationship. And, you know, praise the Lord that the Lord sent someone my way in my workplace, a Spirit-filled brother, and most of you know that testimony, and I will say that again just to tell you that God cares for us. He knows where we're at, and He knows what my condition was at that time. I was super depressed, but then help came. So this brother, he had his Bible in his armpit every day that he would come to work, and he had this flashing, beaming smile. And, you know, I was depressed, and I was angry at God and angry at the world. And I would see him, it's like when he would smile, hey, good morning. And I would have that kind of attitude, you know, this guy needs a life. Not realizing that I need a life. I was just existing because I didn't have Christ. But thank God for His mercy and grace that He gave me, that He met me and anointed that brother to share to me the gospel of our Lord Jesus, that what I needed was to hear that, you know the story. He invited me. Can you come and join us in our Bible study during lunch hour? And I said no, flat out no. I'm not interested, okay? Don't ever invite me anymore. I don't like it. I went up to the seventh floor. They were in the table, separate table, having Bible study. I heated my lunch. I saw to it that my table was far from them. I was eating my lunch, and he read a portion of the scripture. And I was eating my lunch, and then when he read it, I heard it. I heard the word of God, but I couldn't explain what happened to me when I went home that day. I heard this word, but it's like now that I know the word of God, it was like a scalpel in a surgeon's hand that opened my heart and exposed what was inside my heart, that I was living in sin. In fact, he recited many things for these people that are doing this, will not inherit the kingdom of God. And I heard a word that I didn't know. And I'll say this publicly. I was in sin, in sexual immorality, and I didn't know the meaning of this. And the Holy Spirit even, wala pa tayong Google. I opened my dictionary and checked out the word because I didn't know the meaning of fornication. Because I didn't grow up knowing the word of God. And so in my mind, it's like, I was just, you know, minding my own thing because, you know what, I can do what I want. But God, in His mercy and grace, wants to save me from my sin. And the word became like that scalpel that opened my heart and showed me that I needed to know that I was a sinner who needs His grace. God didn't want me to live in that lifestyle, and that's why He saved me from that. I'm sharing this with you because some people would say, when you and I would invite people, it's like, you know what? I can't belong to your group. You know, some people would think coming to church, it's only for saints who are perfect and already too holy. But no, that's not the truth. The gospel is for all. In fact, the truth is for all have sinned and have fallen short of God's glory. That's why everyone needs to hear the message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus, because number one, He knows that our sins have separated us from Him, and that there is the good news is, although the bad news is our sins have separated us from God, the good news is that when you and I hear the gospel, you and I can repent, and that when we repent of our sins, then now we can be reconciled with God. I'm here because of the grace of God. I'm not here because I'm a super know-it-all. No, I didn't know the word of God. When we would have Bible studies, can you go to the book of Habakkuk? I don't know Habakkuk. Go to Ezekiel. I don't know Ezekiel. Go to Amos. I don't know Amos. I didn't know the word of God. But thank God, God has given me the opportunity and He's giving us all this opportunity. Amen. And so now, when you and I come to portions of the scriptures that tells us about what lies ahead, can I say this again? The Word of God is like that alarm clock. And the Lord has a different, you know, when you are asked, what time is it? If you were to be asked, Brother Art, what time is it? And most of us, not just like, would probably look at your smartphone or your watch. Oh, Pastor, it's 12:30. But when God says, child, what time is it? Child, what time is it now? It's time for us to seek the Lord. It's time for us to be serious now with our walk with God. It's time for us to respond to Him and say, that's why in the Bible it tells us, can we look at that in the book of, let's look at in the book of Luke now, another portion in the scriptures of Luke. Luke 21, look at verse 25. Luke 21, 25. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. I want you to look at the preceding verses, because just for the sake of time, the whole chapter talks about when the disciples asked Jesus about, you know, the sign of the end of the age. And so they ask him in verse 7, teacher, when will this happen and what will be the sign that is about to take place? And look at verse 8. Look at what he said. Watch out that you are not deceived. The same chapter, verse 8. For many will come in my name claiming I am Christ, and the time is near. Again, we would say, God's time clock is different from our time clock. Do not follow them when you hear of wars and revolutions. Do not be frightened. Here in America, just a week ago, we heard the news that Kim Jong-un, the president of North Korea, is no matter what kind of sanctions that the UN would tell him to stop with his nuclear program, he won't stop. He won't stop. And so now people are concerned about our safety as a nation, because he is like displaying all of his ICBMs, these intercontinental ballistic missiles that has the capacity, once they're launched from a part in North Korea, that can even reach the United States. And so people are concerned about our safety. But see, Jesus said, don't be afraid. These things would happen. These things would happen. And we jump to, these things must happen first, but the end will not come right away. And he said, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes. What else? Famines and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. Now, great signs from heaven. When we read earlier a portion in Luke 17 where Jesus said, where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather. A vulture is like, it's an ugly looking bird, actually. A vulture is when you see that, like, hovering there up in the sky, the Bible tells us that there is a dead body, because that's what the vultures do. They eat carcasses, dead animals. But look at what Jesus said. Where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather. What that means is, he quoted a proverb that says, one vulture, just one, circling overhead is kind of insignificant. But when there is a gathering of many vultures, it means that there's a body nearby. If this just one, wala pa pong masyadong impact. But when there are more than one, and what that means is, later on, we're going to show you a movie, and the title of the movie is Convergence. Why convergence? Meaning to say what this verse says, the converging of all of the signs that's happening around us to tell us that really, that the coming of our Lord Jesus is near. And so because God loves us so much, God loves us so much, He is telling us through His Word. In fact, the Word is like a trumpet. In the Old Testament, when God's people, the trumpet is used to be blown, number one, either to warn people of danger that's coming. The trumpet is used to gather people. And so that's why in the Bible, there's one feast, and we're going to talk about that in our future Bible studies, the Feast of Trumpets. That's why it's one of the feasts in the Bible that talks about in the nation of Israel that has significance in our time. So how do we apply that in our lives now? The Feast of Trumpets is one wherein the Bible tells us that when the angel will come and blow the trumpet, he's going to gather all Christians, sincere followers of Christ, those who are committed in following Jesus. That trumpet will be blown, and you and I will be, it tells us, will be caught up in the air, and he would just gather us, and we will be with him forever. Amen. And so these are constant reminders for all of us, and so that's why you and I need to be ready when that day comes. Amen. Praise God. But in the meantime, what do we do? What do we do? So that's why the Bible tells us in that portion of the scriptures, and let's go back to the book of Luke. Amen. In Luke 21, look at verse 32. Luke 21, 32. I tell you the truth. So for us to always find the truth, we go to the Word of God. I tell you the truth. This generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. This is how important the Word of God is. Look at verse 34. And these are the words of whom now? The words of our Lord Jesus. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the what? Cares or anxieties of life. And that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Verse 36. Be always on the watch and pray. Look at that. And pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before whom? The Word of God tells us that you and I, there will be an accounting. You know, I work as in the field of accounting. When the accounting is mentioned, it's like you and I would be accountable, or we would face Jesus and we will give account of what we have done while you and I are still here on earth. So meaning to say, there is work to be done as followers of Christ, and God has called each one of us. Please remember that. Amen. And so and that day when you and I would face the Lord, there will be a rewarding ceremony. God is a rewarder of those who are faithful to Him till the end. Amen. And so praise the Lord for that. And now I would want us to turn to that portion wherein He says, be always on the watch and pray. And what we read earlier as our text was, there was a portion that Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. For us to have an understanding of what that verse means, we need to go to where it started. Remember Lot's wife. And Lot was the nephew of Abraham. Can we go now to Luke 18? I'm sorry, Genesis 18. Genesis 18. Let's look at this. When God wants us to remember in this study, the main thing that God would want us to bring home with us is the power of praying to God. The power of praying to God. Amen. Genesis 18. Let's look at that. And we're going to start with verse 16. When the man got up to leave, they looked down toward Sodom. Sodom is a place. And Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Look at verse 17. Then the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. For I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abram what he has promised him. Then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin is so grievous, that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. The men turned away and went towards Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham approached him and said, will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous people in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you, will not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord's reply was, if I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake. And for the sake of time, it started with 50 until it all was reduced to, for the sake of 10. The whole theme of this portion of the scripture was, number one, for us to see the mercy of God. It tells us that during that time that the people in that place, Sodom and Gomorrah, it tells us that before the eyes of God, the sin was so grievous that it grieved the heart of God. Sin grieves the heart of God. It tells us of the mercy of God. It tells us, the Bible tells us about His mercy that endures forever, but there is always only a window that people are given the opportunity to respond favorably to the work of His Holy Spirit for us to come to the Lord. Then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great. It's so great. The other thing that people, you and I need to understand is there's one nature of the Lord that as part of knowing God is that God is a holy God. And as a holy God, sin, God would always deal with sin in the lives of people. That's why, praise God, that He sent Jesus to take care and deal with sin. That out of His death on that cross, you and I can have the forgiveness of our sins. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. And so what we would see here was Abraham came to the Lord and prayed. He prayed because he remembered that someone close to him lives in that place, and that was his nephew Lot. And because one of the things that the Lord saw in the heart of Abraham was his faith in God, knowing that he had this boldness to tell God, Lord, what if, it started with 50, will you destroy Sodom? And then, yes, I would spare it if you find 50. And then only to find out that there's not much left. Not everyone had the heart really to come to God. Everyone, in fact, there was one portion of the story that the two men described in the Bible, they were angels. The angels were sent by God so that Lot, and in fact the Bible tells us and told Lot, do you still have any other people close to you here that lives in this city? Come on, tell them that judgment is about to come. And because, the Bible even tells us that he even hesitated. He even hesitated. Meaning to say, come on, God already sent angels, messengers, that judgment is coming. See, that's how the effect of sin is. Sin can make us kind of dull in our spiritual senses. It can make us not, like, really not have the understanding of the times, the times that you and I are living in. And so, but praise God because He has given us His Holy Spirit during these times, that God speaks to us still, because is this time coming soon? He's coming so soon, very soon. When we read that portion wherein men's heart faint because of what's happening, we just as a nation experience, hurricanes and tornadoes one after the other, and the waves of the sea are tossing and roaring. And is that from a weather people? No, it's from the Word of God that these times are happening. An earthquake that happened in Mexico just a few weeks ago, it was an 8.1. All of this, it's just a reminder. How many of us need to be reminded? We all do. We all do. And we are so thankful that God in His mercy and grace is still reminding us. Be on the alert. Be watchful. Keep on praying. Amen. And so one of the things that was remarkable about Abraham was, if you would look at the story as far as his relationship with his nephew, here's the thing. When you and I are praying for people, there will be times wherein, you know, because we live in an imperfect world, because all of us have flaws, meaning to say, you know, lahat po tayo may kahinaan. One remarkable thing that happened in the relationship between Abraham and his nephew Lot was they had like an argument. But Abraham, being a God-fearing man and a peace-loving person, remember Lot, he didn't have any parents at that time, and so it was his uncle Abraham that kind of helped him while growing up. And so when there was a time wherein his herdsman and the herdsmen of Abraham, they were having like this chaos because their flocks were increasing and cattle and all that. And so nagkagulo, nagkaroon ng hindi pagkakaunawaan. And so, you know what Abraham did? Abraham told Lot, I don't want us to have this kind of agreement between us. Choose in all of this land, choose kung saan mo gusto, kung ano yung matira sa akin. Look at that heart. Please remember, in our everyday language, si Lot, sabit lang. In reality, sabit lang siya sa uncle niya. That's why he is flourishing. It's because of his uncle. And yet, Abraham said, he didn't say, you know what? Sabit ka lang eh, dapat akin to eh. No, he said, sige, saan mo gusto? Because what I want is peace. Peace. Look at this. And so, Lot looked at that place. Oh, ito maganda to. Oh, yeah. He was kind of, oh, maganda to. Not realizing that the place that he chose was so close to Sodom that it defiled him. Defiled him. His choice brought about hindi magandang effect in his spiritual life and even his family. Look at this. That's why in the choices that you and I make, please hear me out. We need God. We need God. We need to turn to Him and ask Him, God, I don't know what to do, Lord. Seemingly that this, in my mind, that this is the most logical thing to do. But God, I want to hear from You because, Lord, I want Your way, not mine. Not mine, God, because You know what lies ahead. But in the mercy of God, even when even Lot chose that, and make consequences. And I would always say our choices would always have consequences. But in God's mercy, even when those times come that we make a wrong choice, He still helps us out and bails us out. And what we would like to magnify in this portion is when the Lord told Abraham as far as the judgment that was about to come, and then he remembered his nephew. He didn't say, oh, well, too bad for you. He didn't do that. He could have chosen to magnify, you know, the hurt that the nephew did to him. But Abraham chose to intercede. The word intercede means to just pray to the Lord on someone's behalf. You're praying for someone. And, you know, Abraham cried for mercy for Lot. He did not dwell on what he did. What Lot did to him as a nephew, but he chose to come to the Lord and ask for God's mercy. And so we see that the Lord did that. Now, one thing about the Lord is He would tell us instructions, and instructions come from the Word of God. Now let's look at Genesis 19. When the Word of the Lord, angels are just messengers of God. Angels are not meant to deliver us. Salvation will not come from angels. Salvation will come from Jesus. Angels are just but mere messengers of God. We don't pray to them. We don't put our hope in them. They are just but mere messengers. So when we say messengers that the angels that the Lord sent, look at this. Look at verse 15 in chapter 19. With the coming of dawn, the angels urged, that's a strong word, urged Lot, saying, hurry. Take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away when the city, thank you so much, when the city is punished. Look at verse 16. When he hesitated, the men grasped his hand and the hands of his wife and his two daughters and led them safely out of the city. For the Lord was, for the Lord was merciful to them. As soon as they had brought them out, one of the angels said, flee for your lives. And here's the specific instruction. Don't look back and don't stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains or you will be swept away. So those were the words. Kanino words yun? Lord, that's right. That's the right answer. That was the clear instructions from the Lord himself. And so flee, don't look back, and don't stop anywhere in the plain. Let's pause here. When God speaks to us, when he says, flee from sin, like when God spoke to me about my sin, was there a struggle? Yes. He asked me to give up a relationship that I thought was right, but it was wrong. When God speaks to us, the response should be, do not procrastinate, don't hold back, do not delay. Don't look back and don't stop anywhere in the plain. Now, those were the words. But as you and I would go down, verse 23, by the time Lot reached Zoar, the sun had risen over the land. Then the Lord rained down burning sulfur in Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Then he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, including all those living in the cities and also the vegetation in the land. Verse 26, but Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. And so if we tie that in with the words of our Lord Jesus when he said, remember Lot's wife. Oh, wow. Why did Jesus would have to even mention that portion? What happened to her? It's because she was already in the middle of the deliverance. Was given the opportunity. Given the opportunity. And then she forgot the word. She forgot the word. She looked back. And she became a pillar of salt. And what the Lord would remind us is when you and I hear the word of God, please, let's obey the Lord. God loves us so much. God loves us so much. He doesn't want us to be left behind. Because the Bible talks about how difficult the times of tribulation would be when everyone else would be taken out. Everyone that has following the Lord faithfully. And then the Spirit of the Lord won't be here anymore. The Spirit of God, what does the Spirit of God do? He comforts us. He strengthens us. Can you imagine being a place without the Spirit of God? And there would be so much evil. But praise the Lord in his mercy. God is still speaking to hearts today. Because God loves us so much. And he wants us to remember that he is faithful to his promises and to his word. And that's why, as we close, let's go to 2 Peter. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And we would want that the words of the Lord be hidden in our hearts. Amen. Let's, 2 Peter chapter 3. Look at verse 1 of chapter 3, 2 Peter chapter 3. Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you, and this was written by one of the early disciples of our Lord, Peter. I have written both of them as what? Reminders. So praise God for the word of God that reminds us. And here the Holy Spirit used the word to stimulate you and me to what kind of thinking? Wholesome thinking. Here, the mind is the battlefield, as we would always say. Our actions are always based on what you and I think about. So that's why this mind has to be renewed all the time with the Word of God. With the Word of God. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. So all of us need a powerful reminder from the Word of God. First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is this coming? He promised, ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. And people would say, when you talk to them about, you know, this event, it's like, you know what, that's nonsense, that's foolishness. They've been talking about that for a long time, and it hasn't happened. But when you and I jump to verse 8, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends, with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? It's a question that's being asked. You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with this promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. Hallelujah. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort. Look at this. Make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Praise God. Let's pray. Let us pray. Let's thank the Lord. We're going to take communion, but we don't want to take this lightly. That's why we're going to have this moment with the Lord. Now, having heard his word, having heard how the Bible tells us that he is such a merciful God, a holy God. And yet, when the word of God is shared to us, there is one thing that needs to be done, because it would require a response from all of us. A response from all of us. And so let's just thank him for his word that serves as a reminder to all of us. A reminder for us that God loves us so much. God knows what's going on in our lives that has kept you away from him, from all of us. Things that happen to all of us that can pull us away from God. But this moment is given to us by the Lord so that you and I can make things right with God, our relationship with the Lord right today. Amen. And so we're going to come to the Lord in prayer, and let's just bow down our heads. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this moment, a blessed moment you've given us to hear your word, your words that are life to all of us, your words that serves as a reminder to us, your word that serves like an alarm for us to wake us up if we are in deep spiritual sleep. We thank you for your mercies that are new each day. We thank you for your grace, Lord, that, Lord, because of your grace, you sent Jesus to take care of our sins. Because, Lord, we cannot save ourselves. No matter the good deeds that we do, it's not the way, it's not the ticket to heaven. The way to heaven is knowing Christ, that he is the Son of God. The way to heaven is to accept him as our Savior, to accept what he has accomplished at that cross, that what he did at that cross thousands of years ago would secure our eternal destiny. For Jesus, we declare that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father in heaven except through you. We're so thankful, Lord God, for your mercy and grace. God, I shared to your people, Lord, the kind of life I was in. But you looked upon my life with mercy, God. And you sent someone to share to me the message of the gospel of our Lord. And I'm forever grateful, God, for that. You changed my life, and you are still in the business of changing lives today. And Father God, we would like to remember what Jesus has accomplished at that cross as we partake communion. But Lord, before anything else, let this be a moment that we can talk to you, Lord God, and humble ourselves before you, God, because you know where we're at spiritually. So if there's anyone in this gathering who needs salvation, who needs to establish an intimate relationship with Jesus, not as a religion, but to know that God is here to save us from our sins through the blood that Jesus has shed on that cross. And if you're that person, You and I can pray together. I'm going to lead you in a very simple prayer, and all you have to do is just follow me, mean it from your heart. And what the words of God says, what we believe in our hearts, we confess with our lips, and that would seal our eternal salvation. So if you're that person, all you have to do is lift up your heart, and if you want, even to lift up your hand as a sign of humbling yourself before God. You can do it today. You can do it today. If there's anyone who would like to commit their lives to Jesus today, let this be the time. Amen. Thank you for those hands. And we're going to pray this a prayer and mean it from our hearts. Just come to the Lord just as you are. Lord Jesus, I come to you today just as I am, recognizing that I'm a sinner in need of your grace. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done at the cross, that through your blood, Lord Jesus, I have the forgiveness of all of my sins. I need your Holy Spirit to strengthen me, to guide me from this day on, that I may be ready when the day comes that either you call me home or the day that you would bring us with you. And so, Lord Jesus, thank you, God, for this opportunity. I receive you now as my Savior, and I would want you to be the Lord of my life. In your holy name I pray. Amen. And if you're someone who you have already committed your life to Jesus, but you go through ups and downs, and it can happen to all of us. If your heart is going through times of spiritual dryness, this is a time that God can revive your heart. And you would want to serve him all the days of your life as you and I wait for his second coming. We could recommit our lives to the Lord Jesus and ask for his Holy Spirit to guide us from this day on. And if you're that person, we could say this prayer and just wherever you are. And so, Lord Jesus, we come to you just as we are, even for those of us who have already made that decision to follow you, Jesus. We thank you for opportunities that you give us day in and day out, God, for us, Lord God, to follow you. That, Lord, oh God, you have called each one of us, Lord. There's a calling that you have given each one's life, oh God, in our prayers that, Lord, may we serve you faithfully till the end. We pray, Father God, for the inspiration of your Holy Spirit upon us as a people of God to continually pray for others. Like what you did in the life of Lot, Lord God, you saved him, Lord God, because someone prayed for him, and that was Abraham. You taught Abraham, Lord, how to pray, to seek you, Lord God, and to remember that you are the God of mercy and the God of grace. And we pray for everyone in this place. If you have called us, Lord God, to intercede for others, God. Some of us, our hearts are growing weary in our praying for others, God. We pray that, Lord, let the love of God fill our hearts. Let the love of God cause us to see people differently, Lord. That, Lord, we would see people the way you see them, oh God, always with your eyes of mercy and grace, oh God. And so, Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. This is our prayer, God. And even as we partake our communion, may we remember Jesus, your perfect sacrifice at that cross, and be forever grateful, Lord God, for the blood that you have shed and for your broken body. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. As we call on the ushers, praise the Lord. Glory to God. And the elements will be distributed. And we are not to take this lightly, because this is a precious time for us, that you and I can claim the blessings that God has given us through what Jesus did at that cross. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. While the elements are being passed on, I would encourage you, have this moment. God is here. The Lord Jesus is here. Have this moment. Talk to him. Praise God. Lord Jesus, thank you for the cross, Lord Jesus. thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for this blessed time. That you have a way of speaking to our hearts like no one else can do. That you speak to us. You give us your words of life to tell us what you have for us. That, Lord, because of your mercy and grace, you thought of a way for us to be saved from our sins. May we never take sin lightly in our lives, because it cost the very life of your Son, Jesus. That we can have the forgiveness of our sins only through his blood, not because of our own deeds or our own self-righteousness, but only through his most precious blood. That, Lord, your life that you gave up so willingly, Lord God, when you died on that cross, you thought about us. You thought about us. You didn't want us to be separated from you, Lord God, for all eternity. You have thoughts about each one of us. That's why you have given us and you are still giving us opportunities to make things right with you. Lord, you're never here to beat down on anyone, to condemn or put down, but you're always here to encourage, to stimulate us to the right thinking, God. We realize that, God, we have a tendency to do things our way, and we ask for your forgiveness, God. You have a way of dealing with our stubborn hearts when our hearts have been hardened, Lord God, because of sin and our self-willed ways. Your grace and mercy is still here, working in our lives. And we thank you for this moment that, God, we can remember you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done. We don't want to take this communion lightly, and to remember that Jesus, because of your perfect sacrifice at that cross, we can have the gift of eternal life, that you have prepared for us a home of righteousness where your presence dwells, where we will be with you forever, God. A place where there will be no more death, no sorrow, no more sickness, no more crying, no more tears, God. You give us a glimpse of what you have in store through your word, God. And we thank you. May we never miss, Lord God, what you have in store for us as a people of God. And we thank you that, Lord, through the work of your Spirit, you're continually speaking to our hearts. Before we partake this bread, we remember your words when you said, "For I receive from the Lord, and what I also pass on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord, you would want us to make it so personal for us. As we partake this bread as a symbolism that, Lord Jesus, you gave up. You willingly became flesh. You know what it means to be here on earth. You know what it means to be in pain, to be rejected, emotional. Lord, all of that, you know that. In the whole range of what we go through here on earth, you know everything, Lord Jesus. You can relate to what we are going through, and we are so thankful for that. And we thank you, Jesus, that as we remember you, Lord Jesus, your broken body, as we partake this bread, may we remember, Lord God, your love for us. How much you love us so much, Lord, that you gave up your life for me. Say that to the Lord. You, Jesus, you gave up your life for me because you love me. And so today, as we partake this bread, we receive what you have accomplished at that cross, healing for our bodies, healing for our emotions. When we get depressed, God, we thank you that, Lord, you can do it for us because you are the God of restoration. And so we partake this bread and remember you, Jesus. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, thank you. As we partake the bread, hallelujah. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Lord, what a blessed hope that you have given us, that you are coming back for us, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for your most precious blood that you shed on that cross. It has power, Lord Jesus. Your blood has power, Lord. It has the power to cleanse us from all of our sins and to make us whole. And that, Lord, we can overcome the enemy of our soul, Satan, Lord, with whatever things that he will bring our way. We are overcomers through the blood of Jesus, because you are the Lamb of God who was slain for our sins. And so, Lord, thank you for your blood. Thank the Lord for his blood that he shed on that cross. That, God, today we have the forgiveness of all of our sins, Lord God, and we are made whole to do your will from this day on. In Jesus' name, as we partake the cup in remembrance of his most precious blood that he shed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's just thank God. Let's just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, a day that we can remember your mercy and grace. And Father God, we thank you for what your word has shown to us, that you are the God of mercy, abundant mercy and grace that, Lord, you shower upon our lives. And so, God, even when we come, Lord God, to this end of the service, oh God, and even as we are going to watch the movie later on, Lord, oh God, you give us many resources for us to have reminders of what's happening around us, and that, Lord, you are still at work in the lives of your people, oh God. And so, Father God, I pray that, Lord, you would stretch forth your hand upon everyone in this gathering today. That your mighty hand, serve like a canopy in the lives of each one. That your face shine upon us, oh God. That you would look upon us with your eyes of mercy and grace always. And that, Father God, you have set our lives apart according to your purpose, not because of what we want, but what you will for our lives. And we pray, Father God, that, Lord, through the work of your Holy Spirit, empower us with your Spirit. Give us the grace and the strength to obey you from this day on. We ask, Father God, that, Lord, you would build up the faith of everyone in this place. And may we serve you till the end, until you come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, thank you even for the strength, the wisdom, your divine protection, oh God. Even as we go to our respective places, that your Holy Spirit will continually guide us. And Lord, we give you the highest praise that you alone deserve in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. And so we are dismissed. If some of you, you have some appointments, you're free to go. But we're going to give you an opportunity to stay longer and if you want to stay and pray some more. But for some of you, some of you who have appointments, but if you would feel like still staying, you have the liberty to stay. And then we're going to have just a few minutes break before we show the movie, because these are all resources that God has given us, you know, as an important reminder of, you know, the times that we are living in. Amen. So God bless you. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Praise God. For some of you who would like to stay, because we are still going to be in a mode of prayer. Amen. Can I just ask for one of those orange chairs? Because I'd like to be here before we break into smaller groups again. We would like to apply what we have learned when, you know, Abraham prayed for, you know, a relative of his that needs healing grace from God. And so what we're going to do is we're going to devote the rest of the time to come to the Lord and really pray. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. If some of you would still like to stay and pray, it's okay. Yeah. And for those of you who would like to leave, God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Those in the fellowship hall, if you can come closer, that would be much better. Sige po, form your prayer circles and pray for, this is the time for us to intercede for others. Amen. The men can pray together, if you like the men to pray together. God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Forgive me.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you are here for us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that we are saved by your grace, the grace that you have given us.
Yes,
God, we have
that. Yes.
We have that we can come to you when you.
Thank you, Lord, oh God, for that blessed hope, oh God.
Yes, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Father God. Yes, Lord God.
See Joel, Lord, deliver him from depression.
Yes.
Christine, Lord.
Yes, God. See Annie. Yes, God. Yes, in your mercy and grace, in your mercy and grace, oh God, save them, Lord, save them, oh God. Save, Lord God, save, save, oh God. Save, Lord Jesus, save, oh God. We cry out for your mercy, oh God. We cry out for your mercy, oh God. We cry out for your mercy, oh God.
You did not die in vain, oh God.
We cry out for your mercy, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. Yes, Father God. We need your mercy and grace. We need your mercy and grace, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, oh God. Amen, Lord. Nagawa mo kay Lot, Lord God. You saved him, oh God, because Abraham prayed, oh God. Yes, oh God, hear our prayer, oh God. Hear our prayer, oh God. Hear our prayer, yes, oh God. For our loved ones, oh God. Family members, relatives, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, hallelujah, save, oh God. We cry out to you, oh God. We cry out to you, oh God.
Yes, oh God, you have given everything.
We cry out to you, oh God. Yes, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for causing us to see, oh God.
Yes, oh God.
Lord, oh God, the consequences of sin, oh God.
Yes,
how destructive it is in the lives of sa amin, Panginoon, oh God.
Yes.
Open up minds and hearts, oh God.
Yes,
open up spiritual eyes and ears, yes, today, oh God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Salamat, Panginoon, oh God, that you are still here, oh God.
Yes, oh
giving
God
us all, oh God, reminders from,
yes,
your word, oh God.
God.
Lord, in Jesus' name. Opportunity, oh God. Yes, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, in Jesus' name. Salamat.
You are
mighty to save, oh God. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Even si Bobby and his family, oh God.
Yes, oh God. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Yes, oh God. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Yes, Father God. Amen. Yes, oh God. Si Ariel, Panginoon, oh God. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. In Jesus' name, oh God.
Hallelujah. Salamat, Panginoon. Hindi kami nawawalan ng hope, oh God. You will do it, Lord. But hasten, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, O God. Yes, Lord.
Salamat sa anointing.
Yes, Father God. Amen.
Salamat sa lakas sa ibinibigay mo. Salamat sa mga prayer.
Yes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God.
Thanking you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Salvation ng family ko, Lord.
Yes, oh God, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus' name, O God. Hallelujah. Yes, O God, yes. Thank you, Father God. Yes, oh God. Amen, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, oh God. Yes, Lord God. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. So, pray for makasama ko sa trabaho, Lord. Si Frankie. All my co-workers, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, oh God. In Jesus' name. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. Yeah, de boss some of that. Give more me. Not to give up on praying for my own family, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Salamat. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Shall confess that Jesus your Lord. Yes, oh God. Save, oh God, save. God of salvation. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, oh God. Yes, yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Holy Spirit of God. Salamat, Panginoon. Salamat, oh God. Yes, oh God. You hear the cry of the righteous, Lord. You hear the cry of the righteous, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, oh God. Yes. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Yes, oh God. Yes, Lord God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Yes, oh God. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, 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 oh God.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Spirit of God, we need you, Lord. It's your power, God. Jesus, yes. Holy Spirit of God, Holy Spirit of God. Salamat, Lord, Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, yes. Holy Spirit of God, yes, so God. Jesus' name. Yes, yes, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, oh God. We cry out to you, Lord. We cry out to you, Lord Jesus. We cry out to you, Lord God. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh Lord. Have mercy, oh God. Oh, we give you praise, Lord God. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Salamat, Lord. Salamat, Panginoon. Salamat, Lord, that our help comes from you, O God. You're here, O God, to strengthen us, O God, to guide, Lord, to provide, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help us to remain faithful to you, Lord, till the end, O God. Yeah. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. Salamat, Panginoon. Salamat, Lord, oh God. Salamat. Yes. Yes, oh God. Yes, yes, oh God. Yeah, da, yes. Yes, oh God. Interceding, oh God. For some of our brethren, oh God, who have backslidden, oh God, that Lord, you would restore them back to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Yes, oh God.
Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Yes, oh God. Yeah, da 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 da. For your hedge of protection upon your church, oh God. Help us, oh God, to remain faithful to you, oh God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Yeah, da da da. Salamat. Yes. Yes, oh God. To deliver, oh God. Jesus' name, oh God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, yes. Yes, oh God, yes. In Jesus' name. And da 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 da. Yes, oh God, yes. In Jesus' name, oh God. Yes, Father God. Yes, oh Lord God. In Jesus' name. Yes, oh God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Huh? Oh, yeah. Amen. Sige po. Praise God. Tapos na po lahat. Sister Jana, can you get my glasses? Praise God. Okay, amen. Sige, let's, we will conclude this in prayer, tapos, and then we're going to watch the movie. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. How many of you really consider na itong time ito very valuable before the Lord? No? Amen, yes. A reminder for us really na we should have more times like this, in fact, na talaga mag-pray. No? To really ask for the help of the Holy Spirit sa life natin and what God has called us to do. No? Kasi the more you and I are getting closer to that time, we know na ang enemy is not far behind. No, he is not far behind. Marami siyang gagawin, ano? But we keep our eyes. We focus our eyes on our Lord Jesus. Amen. Kasi, talagang it's a spiritual battle. Ang intensity is nahaheighten as the time is drawing near. Amen. Pero we are reminded na the victory is ours. That's why you and I have to be reminded from the Word of God of who we are in Christ. We have to be reminded ng power ng prayer. One of the things that the enemy would try to do sa atin is manghina tayo. You know, lagi tayong dinadala ng Panginoon doon. Let not your hearts faint. Do not give up. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Amen. And so let's thank the Lord. And for we know na prayer is powerful. Tayo ay product ng dahil someone prayed for us. Are there much things to, na dapat pa natin pong matutunan sa Word of God? Yes! Yes! Hindi po natin alam lahat. Kaya kailangan maging serious tayo in sa pag-aaral ng Word. Can I just be honest with you? The Lord has been talking to me personally because times of discouragement come even for someone like me. When others would, you know, would do things or say things and then naririnig ko yon, would discourage me in doing the work of God. I have to come to a point and say, kaya lately, pinapakita sa akin yung sa time ni Noah, that which I shared with you for a reason, because sabi doon sa Bible, Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Sa short verse lang na yun ay, nung nakita ko na, how long did it take for him to do the work of God when asked the Lord asked him to build an ark and to continue to preach? 100 years! Oh my goodness! Talk about patience, ano? May nakinig ba? Family lang niya na save. From that truth na mas maraming hindi nakinig, the Lord spoke to me kasi I'm here to share to you the Word of God. I'm not here to please people. I'm here to please God. Others would want to hear things that they would want to hear, and we are living in those times. When there would be times na marirebuke through the Word or directly when I would talk to people. Minsan kasi meron ba tayong blind side na what we hear? Ano ba yung blind side? Minsan hindi natin nakikita, and someone, God would use someone to tell us na, oh, kapatid, hindi mo nakikita to, mali ito. Dapat ganito. Well, it's up to people whether they would hear the Word or not. But I'm here to do my work. I'm here to encourage you to. I'm here to pray for you. I'm here to. Pero ang bottom line doon is nasa sa atin po ang pagsunod sa Word of God. And so, the Lord used that kasi, you know, pag nakikita ko, oh, ganun ang nagiging stand nila. Well, I pray for them. For those who would choose not to listen. Pero we're here na dahil may gawain that God has given us. And so I thank God for those who are still alongside doing the ministry because hindi pa po tapos ang Panginoon. Amen. And we are here to just encourage one another na what you and I do is never in vain. Yung narinig nating report sa Montalban, you know, pumunta lang. What year was that when you visited Montalban, Sister Lina, yung grupo nyo? How many, was it 2 years ago? 2 years ago. Oh. So, we have a group na talagang may passion for the lost. We have a group na that says, yes, oh, dalawin nyo yung sa convalescent. Oh, dalawin natin si Peter John because we have some that we need to visit. But when you and I take time for God, when you and I take time for the Word of God, God sees it. Hindi nyo ginagawa yan para sa akin. You're doing that for God. You're doing that for the Lord. And God rewards faithfulness. The time is coming wherein makikita ho natin ang difference between nasa Malakay ho yan. Hindi naman fair na ibibigay niya the same dun sa hindi nagsisilbi, dun sa nagsisilbi. Of course not. God is a rewarder of faithfulness. God is a rewarder of faithfulness. I could say that because I've seen that in my life. I've seen that in my life. Kaya na-encourage ako, when you know that God would use you to pray for someone and God would use you to share the gospel to someone na mababago buhay, wow, praise God! And when yung taong yung sinera nyo would eventually share the Word of God to others too, isn't that wonderful? Na makikita tayo sa langit na, oh, salamat na nandito ko kasi pinag-pray mo ko, nandito ko kasi you gave. Ako yung isa dun sa Montalban na kaya ako nandito kasi nagbigay kayo, narinig ko ang gospel. We have to remind each other about these things. And so, be encouraged, okay? Be encouraged. And so, continue to seek God. Some of you are facing challenges as an intercessor. You are seeing na, oh, walang nangyayari. Tapos, yung pinagpa-pray, eh, Pastor, parang lalong nagiging worse. There's truth to that. When you and I go to the Word of God, yung pinag-pray ng Panginoon, merong isa na was may evil spirit. In fact, nag-convulse. And some of Some of the people, when they saw nung pinag-pray ng Panginoon, oh, he's dead. Naku, dead, pinag-pray ng Panginoon, mukhang patay na. Ganun eh. So that story tells us na when God does something, ang the enemy, hindi niya agad, yeah, sige na nga. Hindi. He will not. Relentless po siya. We have to know, hindi tayo dapat ignorant sa schemes ng kaaway. We will should not be ignorant of his devices anymore. Kaya you and I need to be armed and dangerous. Yeah, because he who is in us is greater than Satan who is in this world. Papa, feel niya lang sa atin na oh, misa parang feeling na misa parang ganun. No, kaya you know yung song na yun na talagang ano, we are victorious in Christ. For the kingdom of God is within me. I know no defeat, only victory in Christ. For the kingdom of God is within me. I know only strength and power in the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's end this and then manonood tayo ng movie. Amen. Let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Panginoon, maraming salamat God na ikaw ang Diyos na siyang sumusubaybay sa aming lahat. Mahal na mahal mo kami, Panginoon, kaya narito ka because you're our faithful God, Lord Jesus, the shepherd of our souls, the shepherd over the church, watching over us. Ikaw, Panginoon, ang nakakakilala ng puso ng bawat isa. Kung ano yung nasa loob, kalooban namin, Panginoon, na maaaring maitatago namin sa kapwa namin, pero hindi namin maitatago sa iyo. Hinihingi mo na ang gusto mo sa amin, maging tapat kami sa iyo, Lord God. Kung hindi namin naman talaga kayang itago sa iyo, Lord, might as well just confess it to you. If we are discouraged, we can come and tell you na, Lord, discouraged ako sa prayer ko, God. Hinihingi ko ang power ng Holy Spirit mo para magpatuloy, God. Lord, tinawag mo kami para magsilbi sa iyo. Lord, at times I get discouraged when I don't see the fruit of my labor, God. Pero Lord, we are serving you and not people. We are here to follow you, Jesus, katulad ni Noah. Maging patient kami, Lord, to what you have called us, O God. May makita namin, Panginoon, O God, na talagang ikaw ang dapat naming i-please and no one else. And Father God, we thank you that you are a rewarder of those who serve you diligently and faithfully till the end. The time will come wherein you will differentiate those who serve you and those who are not. And I thank you, Father God, for your people here sa church na to and in every local church where the Word of God is supreme and where Jesus is Lord. Na Panginoon, O God, that you watch over us and that through the power of your Spirit, you would continually encourage us in our walk with you. I thank you for your divine and hedge of protection upon us as a church, O God. That, Lord, naway maging source kami, ng maging channel of blessings kami, Lord God, in our praying and encouraging others. We remember those who have backslidden. That, Lord, you would restore them back to you, O God. Gamitin mo kami, Panginoon, O God, na ma-encourage sila patuloy, O God. And even when you would use us, bigyan mo kami ng, turuan mo kami how to say things in the spirit of love and grace. Kung kailangan ng rebuke, Panginoon, O God, naway sila'y makinig, Panginoon, O God. That they would heed to the words of warning that comes from your word, O God. And so, Lord, thank you for using us in our time of praying this afternoon, O God. We thank you for every person that was lifted up to you in prayer. That, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the release of the power of your Spirit, O God. That, Lord, you're opening up their spiritual eyes and you're unplugging their deaf ears, O God. That, Lord, that they would hear the voice of your Spirit, O God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your sending ministering angels, O God, na tanggalin sila sa path of destruction into the path of life and righteousness, O God. And so, Father God, even as we watch this movie, O God, speak to our hearts and, Lord, na maging very clear. Ganong yung clarity, Panginoon, O God, na talagang malapit ka nang bumalik and that your second coming is a blessed hope for us, O God, that we can look forward to that day, O God, that we will see you and meet you face to face, O God. And may we hear from you, your lips, Lord Jesus. Well done, good and faithful servant. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sige po, let's watch the movie. Praise God. Be blessed.